You're listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast with Kyra Carlin. Learn to love you as you are now and quit waiting on someone else to tell you who you are. Be you unapologetically. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast. I am Kyra Carlin, and I am just going to be 100% honest with you guys. This is the fifth time recording this, and I think it's pretty dang funny with the topic that I am going to be talking about that I'd already decided is trying to show up perfect. And I just realized now, I'm like, you've just deleted 4 podcasts because you didn't like how it sounded. And I think it's kind of like a slap in the face or a wake-up call to being like, hey, by the way, you're never going to have your stuff figured all the way out. So I actually want to talk about whenever you're chasing perfection or you're chasing happiness. A lot of people get perfection and consistent confused. I think a lot of people think of, oh, she's perfect. She can do this because she's perfect, or she has a perfect house, perfect wife, life, perfect everything that you could think of. Like maybe it's her fitness, maybe it's her house, maybe it's her style, maybe it's her car. Whatever things that you're seeing from the outside, you are judging what she has and basing it upon everything is perfect. So you feel like you need to chase perfection. And I also think we need to chase happiness. And what is the biggest struggle that I find that I have, and I think other people also have, is not being okay with what you have right now, like not being present in your current state. So maybe you've been like searching for this big thing that's gonna just change your life, or you're working towards a really big goal, or you are trying to get a new job, or just things that you are creating for your goals. Like we talk about goals all the time, right? Like you're like, okay, I want to make this much money by this age. I want to have this many kids, or I want to get this car. I want to build our house. I want to upgrade our kitchen. I want to, all the things that you know you want to do is a coping mechanism of trying to search and create your happiness. The new car isn't going to make you happy. It's just going to make you feel like you're in control for that time. Like you are deciding what your happiness is like. And if I get the car, then I'm going to feel better. If I get the promotion, I'm going to feel better. If I hang out with this person, if I become friends with her, I'm going to feel better. And friends, that's not what happens when you do those things. What happens is you find yourself never being able to appreciate what you have. If you're constantly searching and hoping and wishing that things are just better all the time, what makes you think that getting the thing that you're thinking is going to make you happier, like doing the things, buying the things, creating the things that you think are going to make your happiness, what makes you think that is the end all? What we're actually doing is we're pushing down our emotions on what we actually feel. I have this problem with struggling with feeling like I'm good enough. And this goes into my marriage. It goes into my business. It goes into my being a mom, being a friend, being a leader. I constantly think people are trying to upgrade me. And that's like the weirdest way to put it, right? But that's how I feel. I think like if I don't do A, B, and C, or if I'm not the best, if I'm not perfect, right? Then they aren't going to want to hang out with me. They aren't going to want to stay married to me. They're not going to want to, I'm not going to be who she wants to spend her time with. I'm not who she's going to be talking to. And I find myself getting trapped in the chase of perfection in hopes that it pleases other people. And for me, it goes in waves. We just watched the new Captain Marvel movie and it was perfect. When my husband said he wants to go watch it, I was like, okay, it's another Marvel movie. I love all you Marvel fans. Please don't send me hate mail. I love them. But let's be honest, it's like always a hero and it's just like the same story and it takes about an hour and a half. And at the end, there's always extra credits. But what was different about this one was she was chasing happiness, but she had no idea what happiness was. Her memory was erased. She was told this is what her goal was. She was told this was her happiness. And if she gets it, then she'll be happy. And of course, just like any other Marvel movie, oh my gosh, big plot twist. The good people are the bad people. And that's not her actual end goal. This whole time, she's been working towards this really big goal of helping these people destroy the aliens. I know, like I'm talking about aliens on a podcast right now. Lord help me. But what was funny, once she found out the truth of if I do what they tell me I'm supposed to, I'm still going to be searching for more, because her goal actually was having her own voice. Her goal was being herself. I loved, I mean, of course, I love Marvel movies in general, but I love that it was a woman movie. I love that it was like her whole goal was to love herself and to be important to herself. But she had been chasing these dreams and these goals that other people had given her. And whenever we were watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is so many people's lives. Like they have actually no idea what they're searching for, what they're trying to work towards. They just know they were told that if you get the house, if you get the car, if you get the promotion, if you become friends with so-and-so, if your feed looks like this, if you, you know, make this much money, then you'll be happy. And it's like, who's deciding this? Who is deciding that that's what you're supposed to be doing? The problem that we start facing is that we chase happiness. We chase it in checkmark boxes. And the problem is the checkmarks never end. So you're constantly checkmarking like, okay, got the house. Okay, got the car, got the promotion, took the trip, got the hair. You know, all those things that you're searching for is not going to be the thing that makes you happy at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, you're not even going to appreciate the things that you've already done. You're going to be like, okay, but I didn't do this, but I didn't do that, but so-and-so didn't say this, or I didn't hear for so-and-so. So many times we have to sit back and think, but what have I done? Because you can't measure your success based upon material things that you think are going to make you happy. You'll get them and you'll still be unhappy. You'll be searching, you'll be trying. And I'm telling you right now, this is where you have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and be like, what am I actually searching for? Is this going to make me happy? Is losing 20 pounds going to actually make me happy? Not if you don't work on your brain. Not if you don't work on how you talk to yourself. If you're talking to yourself like a shit show, 20 pounds gain or loss isn't going to make you any nicer to yourself if you don't take the time to sort out your shit. That's the same with anything that you're trying to work towards. I know that like my podcast specifically, I think is like a goal getter. Like it's a goal oriented one. I always talk about getting goals, but that's because that's what my life has turned into. I was talking about this to my challengers the other day. Like I actually don't know what it feels like to not wake up with a goal, but what makes me so sad is for so long, I didn't. I had no idea what goal getting was. I had no idea what setting expectations or goals or anything was, because all I was doing was chasing what other people were doing. I was searching her feed. I was looking what she was posting. I was checking the kind of outfit she had, like what kind of hair does she have? And it was a multitude of people. It wasn't like just getting fixated on one person, which I think that does happen. We see somebody else being happy. We see what their feed looks like. And we think that's what we need to be. And I'm just here to tell you, friend, she's probably doing the same thing. She's probably looking at someone else's feed, feeling like she isn't enough. And it's a mind game that we have to stop. A mind game that you have to remember, everybody is a shit show. You're no different than anybody else. You have problems. You have struggles. So does she. So if you're checkmarking boxes to think that if I do this, then I'll be happy. If you're chasing that mentality of if I do this blank, then I'll be happy. The answer is taking care of you, is loving on you, is spending time on you. If you love on yourself, yeah, you're going to be happy. Getting that goal, that promotion, isn't going to make you happy. It's going to make you checkmark a box and think of the next one. So the next time where you're pushing your people or pushing your friends or pushing your coworkers to get towards a really big goal, just remember, is that goal actually going to define your happiness? Is that going to be the thing that, you know, is that a one-all, end-all thing? I'm going to tell you the answer is no. because you're going to get that promotion. You are going to, if you are consistent and you keep working and you keep trying, you will reach that goal. But if you are not appreciating the work that it's putting in to get there, that is where the journey is, friends. You have to be successful during your journey. You have to be celebrating you. You have to be thankful. You have to be grateful the entire time that you're doing it. Otherwise, it's all going to be for nothing because it's just going to be another check mark that you check off the box to guarantee that you live a better life. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.